Joined here with Coach Shai Mitchell in the postgame. Coach, what an effort for your team. You're down 16 in the first half, got it to within 12 of the break, and then made a huge run holding Seward to just no field goals in the third quarter and 1 point there, but had the lead of six, and then Seward finally, or not finally, but they almost all of a sudden hit their shots down the stretch, and just too much to overcome in that fourth quarter.
Most definitely, you know, and that just kind of speaks volumes of the team that they are. They're a great team, you know, and that's what great teams do. They figure out how to close. That's what they did tonight. Give credit to my kids, though. You know, we were, you know, down with our score, our leading score, and they had a hell of a fight. You know, so we had some tears going on in the locker room because we know it was a big one that we let kind of slip out of our hands. Couple mistakes down there at the end, but you know, at this point all we can do is learn from it, and hopefully, you know, it goes our way the next go around.
You got some good points tonight from Jalea Bellany, hit five threes there and had the team high 20 points, and Daz a double double for 12 points and 13 rebounds. But I thought really what helped you spark you was late in the first half, and that was Deborah Ford with her 6 points off the bench.
Yeah, she gave us a spark in our three press that we have. We put her up top. She's very active. She's definitely, you know, somebody to watch out for, especially, I would say, her sophomore year. She's still learning and growing. You know, she's a freshman. So, you know, she's going to be somebody to really help us, I think, in the next year or so.
He had a great defensive effort. It looked like in that second half a lot, you were substituting Jalea and Laniqua there for the offense and defense. And coming in off the bench there, Laniqua, just 9 minutes tonight, but she played some pretty good defense.
She did. You know, at the end, I think it kind of, you know, showed a little bit, just her, you know, not really getting big minutes and having to step up in crunch time. You know, she kind of got beat a time or two down the stretch. But for the most part, she was focused, and she gave us energy.
You guys had that energy and got that lead at six, and with about, 5 minutes to go in the game, or under six to go, you're up by six, and all of a sudden, Seward made that big run, but you were down by two, down by four, whatever it was. I thought your poise was still pretty good for the most part.
Yeah, you know, I think I called a timeout in between that time just to kind of get us to calm down and understand we had plenty of time on the clock. And we just had to make smart decisions with the basketball. We missed some assignments defensively. You know, they got a three off. She ripped us right here at half court, number 22. She's a good ball player. You know, just hopefully we can get better at those.
Well, you got to within three with about 30 seconds to go, and then Seward comes down and hits a big three. And that, I mean, that took a lot of air out of your team.
Yeah, that was a big shot. You know, I told the kid when we shook hands, you know, big shot for a big-time player, so good job to her.
Well, back to the grind here. One more day of practice, and then you get ready for undefeated number 4 Hutch on Wednesday.
Yes, sir. Our hands are full this week, but, you know, we're holding our head high. We get another shot at playing basketball. That's what we do. So we'll come here tomorrow and get our heads right for Hutch and go to Hutch and play some basketball.
Coach, thanks for the time once again dropping by here post-game. Great effort for your team tonight, and good luck to you coming up on Wednesday.
Thanks so much.